dust on the panes of my window. I watch a street show in the rain. The rusted spokes and the charcoal cloaks of the funeral. Over puddled streets of asphalt, the cortege treads slowly by. A design had once graced the black fall, the rainfall dissolved, dissolved, all have died. Guessing, expressingless faces that faces the streets of monotony game. Beggars under bidding for Park Place, the community chess is profane. Tracks of the B&O Railroad, Derrick's erected the wooden hotel. I look at the bank, I'm elated to tell the director is doing so well. Then the ground dried and hardened after the clown died in Marvin Garden.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas, and it's the 9th day of June, 2012, here with you for the next hour. This network brings you news and information you're just not going to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, separation of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you are the essential conduit of any reliable news medium. In what's still left of America, there can be no doubt. Besides all else, you've turned to RBN. And I know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people, and it's still Mighty Voice. You're hearing Real Talk Radio, with, by, and for real people. To join our conversation, that call-in number is 800-313-9443. Check out republicbroadcasting.org. Our supporters and our advertisers, all well worth your visit. And please consider our pledge drive. Then consider this. What will you do to keep this kind of news and information coming? As a listener, you are every bit a part of this network as are the voices you hear. Do you think for 1 minute you will ever get what you expect on RBN from what's put out by those jackasses and whores at those other media channels? RBN snaps you back to the reality of real people ferreting out real news you can use. So you can quit relying on those brain plasticizers and the big fakers of big media to spoon-feed you your opinions. And for detailed program notes of this broadcast, already posted, or any of those previous, refer to the web address, larkintexas.blogspot.com. And you will find this week's program notes titled Mills Standard $4.99, and Just an American. And we'll pick up following these commercial messages, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Everybody, do you hear me out there? Wanna take a ride on my roller machine? Everybody, just come along. Gonna ride all night long. Take it on, get on, ride on easy, get on, get on, ride on easy, get on, get
Last week, we spoke of a concrete jungle, and I wondered how it was that Americans could be so easily duped into lifetimes of corruption, racketeering, even slavery. You've heard me say I'm surrounded by communitarians, which is a collectivist category or a label assigned to socialist class or group that most Americans would vehemently deny might ever apply to them, particularly since most never consented to wear this label, nor did they ever agree to participate in organized crime and racketeering, or to accede to either voluntary or involuntary servitude. Yet nevertheless, are we active participants in this systemic corruption, and likewise in our own enslavement? The late George Mercier revealed this fact, though, in his 1984 book, Invisible Contracts, Law as Legalized Slavery, a book you can read for free online, and a link for which is provided on today's single sheet, scroll-like program notes page. Also provided are links to several helpful video tutorials and some documentaries, like the German one called The Net, LSD, The Unabomber, and The Internet, plus more books, including Road to Revolution, written by Ted Kaczynski in collaboration with two other researchers from prison. This book goes way beyond what you thought you knew about the Unabomber that was promulgated by big media, as it expands upon his Harvard thesis called Industrial Society and Its Future, but which the newspapers and the television told you was a manifesto. When you read just these two books, then couple that with what goes on in America's ivory towers today, as uncovered by the German filmmakers of The Net, you begin to see the workings of a transhumanist, post-human agenda clear back before any of us were even born. Now, if you don't like to read, you can rely upon your instinct along with your intuition. But sadly, these are just those quintessential human traits that the behaviorist and social scientist, the one who assigned you your communitarian moniker, have been so hell-bent on breeding out of you. As these endowments, received naturally upon your birth, are precisely those which must be engineered in order to properly socialize you to conformity and to their totalitarian control. JR in California suggested we simply shun these malefactors of morality. But as we have seen, with our revelation that the Paul Kurtz coined word eupraxophy, along with his so-called science of morality that's behind the secular humanist language contained in the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and as well the communitarian law practiced by the International Court of Justice at The Hague, the very underpinnings of Western morality, built upon the Golden Rule once upon a time, has been flipped. And I made brief mention of childhood heroes, then noted that the whole of society is organized around military rule, and by extension, the principles of modern warfare, which are today directed towards each one of us in the newly industrialized 21st century collectivist sense of those slave work units we call we the people, which is why I've become so fond of Solzhenitsyn's quote, "The first step of the courageous individual is not to take part in the we. One word of truth outweighs the world." From our program notes, located at larkintexas.blogspot.com, and from Kevin Beery's piece titled Adorno's Bastards and the Frankfurt School come these words: much of the anti-white ethos of Jewish Hollywood and all modern trash culture can be traced to Adorno. The film Pleasantville, that was in 1998, directed by Gary Ross and released by New Line Cinema, Time Warner, is set in a town of the same name, an idyllic 1950s kind of place that Americans wish they still lived in. It is a town free of hatred, violence, and sorrow. That is, until two fin de siècle teenagers arrive uninvited and start a revolution that will introduce the hapless citizens of Pleasantville to the nightmarish modern world. We're going to get back to that word fin de siècle in just a moment. David and Jennifer are brother and sister living in the late 1990s. David is a self-effacing, nostalgic type, and he's devoted to a 1950s television show called Pleasantville, modeled after the real 1950s Donna Reed show. Jennifer is David's opposite, a superficial, brash girl whose main interest is dating hunks. Through the magic of a mysterious Stevie repairman, Bud and his sister are transported from the in-color 1990s world back into the black and white 1950s world of Pleasantville. The siblings take on the identities of Bud and Mary Sue, the brother and sister characters in the television show. The siblings do indeed set off a revolution in the formerly quiet, peaceful town of Pleasantville. The Cultural Revolution, initiated three quarters of a century ago by Theodore Adorno and his colleagues at the Frankfurt School for Social Research. The blueprint for the revolution, as it was to unfold in the United States, was the Frankfurt School's The Authoritarian Personality, written by Adorno, Elsie Frankel Brunswick, Daniel J. Levinson, and R. Nevitt Sanford, in collaboration with Betty Aaron, Maria Hertz Levinson, and William Morrow. In his Culture of Critique, California State University psychology professor Kevin McDonald describes The Authoritarian Personality as a classic work in social psychology, which was sponsored by the Department of Scientific Research of the American Jewish Committee in a series entitled Studies in Prejudice. Studies in Prejudice was closely connected with the so-called Frankfurt School of predominantly Jewish intellectuals associated with the Institute for Social Research, originating during the Weimar period in Germany. Even after the emigration of the Institute to the United States, it was widely perceived as a communist front organization with a dogmatic and biased Marxist perspective. And there was a constant balancing act by the founders of the Institute to attempt not to betray the left while simultaneously defending themselves against corresponding suspicion. In keeping with the Frankfurt School's Marxist origins, quote, a consistent theme of Horkheimer and Adorno's critical theory, which is the name applied to the theoretical perspective of the Frankfurt School, was the transformation of society according to moral principles. From the beginning, there was a rejection of value-free social science research, what they termed the fetishism of facts, in favor of the fundamental priority of a moral perspective in which present societies, including capitalist, fascist, and eventually Stalinist societies, or to be transformed into utopias of cultural pluralism. Hold on there, caller, and we'll return.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's gonna take a lot more than that to break this bed. I know I'm gonna be for a lot of trouble, I can tell. Cause they gave me more than the Chanel.
Ladies and gentlemen. So in keeping with the Frankfurt School's Marxist origins, a consistent theme of Horkheimer and Adorno's work Critical Theory, which is a name applied to the theoretical perspective of the Frankfurt School, was the transformation of society according to moral principles. As we shall see, as we have learned already, this definition of moral principle is far removed from what most Americans felt might be the golden rule. And from the beginning, there was a rejection of value-free social science research, what they referred to as the fetishism of facts. In other words, who needs facts? In favor of the fundamental priority of a moral perspective in which present societies, including capitalist, fascist, and eventually Stalinist societies, were to be transformed into utopias of cultural pluralism. The social scientist must therefore be a critic of culture and adopt an attitude of resistance towards contemporary societies. Now, I found this reference over at henrymayco.com, wherein you'll find an article entitled Henry Blodgett, Why Do People Hate Jews? And the short answer, posited by the author, the reason they want to sever our connection to God is they intend to take his place. And I ran across an episode of The Dating Game from June 26, 1967, which I think you all will find interesting, because the young lady represented in this 1967 segment of The Dating Game writes extensively today. And there's even another link to something entitled Kathy's Story. And I noted her links as well, reflecting the Q&A about the assassination of President Kennedy, and also to the May Brussel website. Well, let's get back to the title of this episode today, Mill Standard 499, or Military Standard 499 Systems. Many references can be found online, and I have provided today two of those. Mill Standard 499 was the original systems engineering process for applying systems engineering techniques to the development of all kinds of systems, begun by the military back around 1969. Systems engineering processes are related to the stages in a system life cycle. The systems engineering process usually begins at an early stage of the system life cycle and at the very beginning of a project. But as stated by Bahill and Briggs in 2001, systems engineering can also start at the middle. A variety of systems engineering processes have been proposed by different organizations. There is such a thing as process description, agreement processes, and the like. And we'll pick up in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy? but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks. Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, John.
What do you need, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel?
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash, Steve.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at texasready.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. texasready.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Words for the country.
back, ladies and gentlemen. So we were talking about Mil Standard 499, or Military Standard 499 Systems, which describes all the various processes and agreements within a systems engineering process. This was begun by the military in 1969, but it quickly became the standard in the commercial world, especially as it pertains to government contracts, grant funding, and the like. After all, the government here is demanding a model be put into effect which will extend to all commercial enterprise connected to the government. But as we have seen, it has extended throughout the modern commercial world. This process describes agreement processes, project processes, technical processes, and evaluation processes. It describes a standard, which under various guises and names is still with us today, which simply means that if you're connected to a computer, well, you're part of the process. Because your input is critical to any commercial enterprise, which is what the United States of America is today. It is one big commercial enterprise. Now, I was struck also at henrymayco.com by a letter proffered by a man named Ralph, who was a member of the Harvard Business School, class of 1962, taking a look back over the 50 years since his graduation in an email to a fellow classmate on the eve of their class reunion. This is some insight into the mind of a gentleman and his fellow classmate 50 years later after their graduation from Harvard Business School in 1962. His quote, "Frankly, I believe the government has become the enemy of the people, and it is developing total control that Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin would have envied." He begins his letter, "Dear Dan, it certainly has been a long time since our graduate school brainwashing. Boy, were we naive. I still remember Jim mesmerizing the class when we received the study explaining the Federal Reserve. As a nephew of Willis Robertson, head of the Senate Banking Committee, he knew what he was talking about when he predicted the Fed would destroy the USA and turn it into a fascist country. Now bear in mind, as I've noted in the past, most Americans with the left bent would describe what is happening today as fascist. Those with a right bent would, both erroneously, describe it as a communist system coming into view. Hence the term communitarian, pure socialism. Who would believe what the criminal government of the corporation known as the United States has done? False flag terrorism. Start wars using incidents that were totally fabricated. Control and activate death squads and assassinations around the world. Promote the drug trade as they have done in Afghanistan after the Taliban almost eradicated it. Pass laws that are totally against the Bill of Rights. Blow up the Oklahoma City Federal Building and the World Trade Center to further their agenda. and completely infiltrate, censor, and control by the mainstream media. Meanwhile, the giant corporations and the large banks write the laws and run the alphabet soup agencies to further corporate control. Frankly, I believe the government has become an enemy of the people, and it is developing total control that Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin would have envied. While we had Sinatra in the 60s and independent record labels, now the giant corporations control the music as psy war against the minds of the young people all over the world. At least leaders like Vladimir Putin are promoting the morality of the Christian Orthodox Church. And with an agenda, I might add, ladies and gentlemen, confiscating the assets that were stolen by Harvard's Jeffrey Sachs and his mafia, stopping the homo and lesbian agenda under the guise of gay rights that will ultimately legitimize pedophilia, posing the potential wars that are being promoted by the Western central banks, and paying women to have children to stop the population control aims of the Western, quote-unquote, democracies. Russia now has a respected currency that no longer requires 3 747s a week filled with $100 bills, as New York Magazine reported in 1996, to maintain the country and buy up all their valuable natural resources with rolls of toilet paper. I was just brainwashed as the rest of the class during the early 60s. It took 20 years to start my real education by having the time to put things together. I am concerned for the future of my children in a country that promotes lies, disinformation, and mind control technologies. When Eisenhower warned of the military-industrial complex, people forget he warned of a greater danger in the same speech. We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. Whole industries are now based on complete scientific lies. Drug and health laws are based on men presumed to be the equivalent of an animal, using the phrase man and other animals as the basis of these laws. A survey of 35,000 Amish people who do not vaccinate produced 3 cases of autism, with 2 of the victims having been vaccinated, while a similar vaccinated group had 200 autism victims. Case closed. In the early 90s, I spent almost an hour arguing with Max Eksek, head of the Harvard AIDS Institute, how HIV was a fraud. When he could not answer the bulk of my questions, he started calling me a conspiracy theorist rather than address the issue. When he himself started to waver on HIV later, the scientific technological elite came down on him with both barrels, and like a good boy, he reverted back to his earlier stance. History is distorted, covered up, or eliminated. Technologies are kept hidden and used for misdirection or acts of terror. Legal governments are subverted using NGOs as weapons to create dissent and take control of that country's assets, as in Iraq and Libya recently, and currently in Syria. John Perkins' excellent book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, details many of these practices. And the banks and Wall Street investment houses that we respected have turned out to be worse than mafia families. I'll finish my rant and hope you and your family are well. I currently distribute an incredible pain and healing medicine machine using Russian technology called Sinar Energy that assumes the body is an electrical creation where the cells communicated certain frequencies and can be healed with certain types of electromagnetic energy. It appears to get rid of diabetes, arthritis, and many other conditions, but the criminal FDA will not allow any claims, and Medicare and the insurance companies will not reimburse for any of its uses. Giant Pharma and its tentacles control the information while they poison the general population with their products and practices. Well, I hope you have a good trip in September. I am really interested how it turns out for you. Such was the letter by our Harvard Business graduate friend Dan. To a fellow graduate of the Harvard Business School, 1962. If any of y'all have something to say, feel free to weigh in. The number is 800-313-9443. What I'm illustrating for you today, ladies and gentlemen, is how easily we can be duped. You say you have a job. You work for a corporation. You're a good American. You're no communitarian. In fact, you don't much like labels yourself. But unless you know what goes on inside the boardroom, you don't know what kind of arrangement your employer has with the government or not. Remember invisible contracts. Remember the culture wars, which go way back. We are being induced into lives of organized crime, corruption, and racketeering. The other night I got a second tip from Dr. Graves of Jurisdictionary, who implores us to learn the rules of evidence, process, and the tip was to a gentleman named Clarence Buford Carson and his 1979 book, A World in the Grip of an Idea. So I went on Amazon and picked up where I had left off previously when I'd heard this same allusion. And I see other books, all of which are noted, that I found on Amazon by Mr. Carson. I also found very good reviews by one Jean-Francois Viry, who apparently was a former student of Mr. Carson, who was a small college professor here in America, passed away just in the last few years. The first book I found was called The Flight from Reality. But this book was published by the Foundation for Economic Education. And I had already investigated the genesis of the Foundation for Economic Education. Blue in Tennessee, how are you today?
On a explanation of what your opinion, why Rand Paul defected to Romney's team, but I would like to have your analysis on that.
Why don't you say it from the top? Are you saying that there has been an acceptance already, Blue?
Yes. Rand Paul actually threw his support to Mitt Romney.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. He's just playing the game. I mean, let's face it, none of these people today in Washington represent you and me. Not a single one.
I would concur with that. For those of us that are still in the movement, keep your chin up. It's not about one man. Now was just thought when I heard the news. I really felt betrayed because I had so much faith in the Paul team.
Well, bear in mind, Blue, I went through this pretty heavy, deep, and real 4 and 5 years ago. And I never quit reading and researching and investigating because I was truly apolitical and quite naive. If you'd like to hold on, we're going to take a quick break. Bateman.
If
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow. I'll have Friday on my mind. Gonna have fun in the city. Be with my girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight. She is all tied to me.
Welcome back, this is Jenny.
No one, nothing else that was more than working for the rich man.
Okay,
today I'll change that scene one day. Today I might be mad. Tomorrow I'll be glad. Cause I'm a Friday on my mind. I'm gonna have fun in the city.
In Dr. Carson's book, The World In the Grip of an Idea, written in 1979. He states, they talk of planning economies, of controlling business, of controlling prices and wages, but they are always using power upon controlling people, and not just some of the people either, but all of them. I want to thank Dr. Graves for this suggestion, because I think this is an excellent book, and I'd like to learn more about the late Dr. Carson, and particularly this book, The World in the Grip of an Idea. Blue, are you still with us?
I am. The only last comment that I wanted to make, and this is, you have to take this at a local level and prevent your school system from changing from actual textbooks over to iPads.
Unfortunately, yeah, you're so right, Blue. Unfortunately, I think it's tantamount to child abuse to put a child in public school today. Let's bring up Dave in Arizona to join us, Blue. Dave, are you there?
Hey, Larkin, Texas, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to agree with the last statement you made. If anyone is complaining about kids being in public school, they shouldn't be in public school, period. They shouldn't be complaining about this policy or that textbook. They shouldn't be in public school at all. They should be withdrawn.
Now, every time we think of that expression, we the people. Nowadays, Blue, Dave, ladies and gentlemen, I think of that Solzhenitsyn quote. Now, here's a man that ought to know, for he wrote the Gulag Archipelago, a book which was censored for a very long time. The first step of the courageous individual is not to take part in the we. One word of truth outweighs the world. Maybe we don't need to be looking towards the government for anything. I don't think that there are benefactors. I think all of us were socially engineered. We were taught to accept that democracy was a good thing. When I have revealed that, based upon what I've learned, voting is actually an immoral act. But I thank you both for calling in today. And I hope all of you will stay tuned to RBN.